Information may be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Peace Jam Northwest on Saturday, April 7th and Sunday, April 8th at the Erb Memorial Union on the University of Oregon campus in Eugene. Open to teens of age 14 to 18, the Peace Jam Conference will include several addresses by Dr. Shireen Ebadi, the first woman ever to become a judge in Iran and the first Muslim woman to win the Peace Prize. There will also be service projects, workshops in leadership, civic engagement, peace building, and more. Again, that's the Peace Jam Northwest on Saturday, April 7th, and Sunday, April 8th, at the Erb Memorial Union on the University of Oregon campus in Eugene. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Coming up next is Air Cascadia.
Wake up, Cascadia! Today is Thursday, March 29th, 2018, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity. We put the sister in resistor. We put the fuse in refuse, the riot in patriot, and of course the news in renews. That's what we do around here because that's the kind of people that all of us are. And we are so glad to have you with us at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. We've got a couple of Air Cascadia trigger warnings. If you've got children in the room, send them out because we're going to be talking about Trump today. Also, Paul Manafort, whose affairs defy morality as we understand it as human beings. However, if you're a weasel bat with rabies, you and Manafort could probably do business. That said, we've got a little bit of weather before we go to our guests. Today it's overcast skies, highs around 63 tonight. Look for lows around 42. And tomorrow, Friday, chance of showers and a high around 61. Friday night, cloudy with a low around 41. And Saturday, chance of rain 59. And Saturday night, still that chance of rain. A low around 39. It always puzzles me. It's going to be cloudy with rain. Well, how else would you have rain? If it's dead clear skies and pouring rain, worry hard, because you know who the EPA has been given a list of bullet points to remember if they are asked about climate change and the possibility that some of us, it couldn't have been humanly spiked. But of course, look around you. As we rapidly wipe out all other species but ourselves, we can pretty well guess that climate change is probably due to us. Paul Manafort and the weasel bats will be partying underground for the foreseeable future. Sunday, chance of showers, a high around 57. Sunday night, overcast skies, chance of showers, lows around 38. That brings us full circle to Monday morning, and more often than not, trigger warning, we'll be very lucky if we do in fact see Monday morning. This administration's understanding of diplomacy and its deployment of the aforementioned technique of getting along with one's neighbors, it defies imagination, it defies belief. We're back to what happened? Did Donald Trump flunk kindergarten? To ask him to use his indoor voice and use his words, however few he might have to choose from, and be careful because you may have to slap your hands over your kid's ears when Trump does use his words. Nonetheless, that's where we stand right now. It gets worse by the moment. Every week, it's a real cliffhanger. I'm amazed that Britain and France and Germany haven't attacked us. Never mind attacks from Iran or North Korea. NATO sunk its teeth into the United States, it wouldn't surprise me at all. We are continuing to try to get through to Robert Craig or to Kevin Kane at Citizen Action Wisconsin. Wisconsin is like this petri dish that we grow out the spores that could possibly overtake the rest of the nation. It's a microcosm of American politics, headed now by Scott Walker, who attempted to monkey wrench Wisconsin politics by delaying elections. He was just between in the last 24 hours. That effort to rig elections was overcome. So Walker actually is going to have to, hey presto, and wow, wait for it. Yes, that's right. Scott Walker might have to obey the law. Though he, of course, before Trump got his fingers on the buttons of power's own buttons, Scott Walker's behavior as an elected official representing the people of the state of Wisconsin, his behavior was akin to Trump's. So, he's got better hair and a bigger vocabulary a better vocabulary. But looking at Wisconsin and growing out those spores, we get a good idea of what the direction the rest of the country is heading, both the response from the citizens of Wisconsin and to their leader, and the response of the American people to the goings-on and their leader. Admittedly, Scott Walker so far hasn't had any strippers, porn stars, escorts, or centerfolds step forth and point that old finger of fate at the glorious leader, but it may only be a matter of time, or perhaps the payoffs were better. We just don't know. That said, we do want to know more about what's going on in Wisconsin, because it is mirrors. It's a good way of if you want a predictor, and this is definitely an all bets are off type of a presidency. You can't look for a better spot than Wisconsin for glass-gazing feats of precognition. That said, we have just a few headlines that you might be interested in out there. The Justice Department's Inspector General is getting so much pressure from the Republicans in Congress and the Attorney Attorney Jeff Sessions. I love every time I say Attorney General Jeff Sessions. It's like a really bad Broadway comedy. Nonetheless, they all ganged up and said yesterday that his office would investigate the surveillance of a former Trump campaign official. The announcement came amid a tsunami of attacks in recent months from the White House on Republican lawmakers on the road to demanding that the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference in the presidential election be investigated. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, of course, said he wants to examine whether law enforcement officials complied with the law and departmental policies. This is ridiculous. Don't they? What? You know, it's like people wearing funny, you know, eyeglasses and mustache faces. I nearly said Facebooks. Okay. Faces. Because there is no law. There are no departmental policies. There is no more normal. We don't have any of that architecture anymore. They're climbing on clouds. They're seeking permission from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. That's, you know, these FISA courts that we like to tell ourselves that we had a sufficient backbone to stand up to wiretap the former campaign advisor. Wait for it. Oh, yes, indeed. Carter Page. If this guy isn't a criminal, then, you know, what about the rest of us? Good God, think of your parking tickets. Law enforcement officials have long wanted to get their hooks into Page, a former investment banker based in Moscow, was acting as a Russian agent. Republicans have seized on details about the court-ordered surveillance of Page as evidence that the Justice Department abused its authority, the Russia investigation. Oh, please, come on. Horowitz didn't name Page in his announcement. I believe he's referred to as person one. How delicate of them. How self-effacing. How low-key. How down low of Justice Department lawyers. And from United Nations loudmouth, I might say, loudmouth UN ambassador to Netflix CEO, Susan Rice's career just gets stranger and stranger. She might, there are a few other lines of work that she might care to pursue. And I think you all know what I'm thinking of. I think we're thinking the same things. And again, come on. Who should run as the Republican candidate for president in 2020, who has a name we all know and love? In fact, a stage name we all know and love. Who hasn't been trapped in any monetary scandals? Who hasn't been videotaped by surveillance cameras in Moscow hotel rooms doing naughty things? Of course, and you know who that is the Republican candidate I'd like to see running in 2020. Of course, that would be Stormy Daniels. Who better to run this great nation of ours? And again, Trump still messing around with the world monetary policies and the after effects ripples that could crush a lot of people in this country. A lot of very poor people could get crushed. And a lawyer for President Trump wants to make sure that everybody gets their pardon. I think he wants to get that on written down on paper with real signatures this time around. This is Bianca Cascadia, fourth Thursday, March 29, 2018. Jenna Yokoyama engineered for us today. Thanks so much, Jenna. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
Thank you, KABU members, for supporting this great station, and you can apply today to join our board of directors to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to great use. The role